Recorded books and one-click digital present Field of Prey by John Sanford, narrated by Richard Ferrone.
Years ago. The fifth woman was a blonde waitress who enhanced her income by staying late to do kitchen cleanup at Auntie's, a diner in Faribault, a small city on Interstate 35, south of the Twin Cities. The diner had excellent qualities for kidnapping. The blacktop parking lot was wide and deep in front, shallow and pitted in back, which meant that nobody parked there. When the fifth woman finished her cleanup at midnight, she'd haul garbage bags to a dumpster out back, in the dark. She was out there alone, sweating in the summer heat, sickened by the odor from the dumpster, with no light except what came through the diner's open rear door and two pole lights in the front lot. R.A. waited for her there, hidden behind the dumpster. He was carrying an old canvas postal bag, of the kind once used to carry heavy loads of mail in cross-country trucks. The bags, 48 inches long and more than 2 feet in diameter, had eyelets around the mouth, with a rope running through the eyelets. The rope could be cinched tight with a heavy metal clasp. R.A. also carried a leather-wrapped, shot-filled sap, in case something went wrong with the bag. Horn sat in his truck in an adjacent parking lot no more than 100 feet away, where he could see the action at the dumpster and warn against any oncoming cop cars. When the waitress came out with her second load of garbage bags, R.A. waited until she was standing on tiptoe, off balance while throwing one of the bags into the dumpster.